The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org. It's not unusual for us to hear this expression, the map is not the territory. I've heard this plenty of times and thought, yeah, of course, right? The map is on paper, and I don't actually really know what that territory is, but I know it's not a piece of paper. But there's a way in which this turns out to be so helpful for Dharma practice. That is this recognition of our ideas versus our experience. Ideas in the mind. Experience is what's happening in the body. Thoughts, things in the mind are happening now and they're in the body. But there's a way in which experience often doesn't have words. It's just a sensation, a feeling, an experience. Whereas ideas are concepts and notions and views and thoughts and all these stuff that just only exist in our mind. There's this way in which we're always like rehashing or rehearsing, right? The past or the future. But experience is just what's happening right now. And we could say that a tremendous amount of Buddhist practice, meditation practice, is help learning the difference between what are our thoughts and what's actually happening. And what's actually happening is we're having thoughts too, but to make this distinction, there's this way in which we have ideas about what's supposed to be happening or what's happening over there to those other people, when that's different than what's actually being known in this moment. So just as an encouragement for practice this morning, just notice the difference. How the map is not the territory. The territory is experiences. Map is mental events. The menu is not the same as the meal. The meal is the experience. The menu is another piece of paper that we look at with a bunch of words. The map is not the territory. Thank you.